Hello, everyone. This is Pop Culture on the Apricot Tree. I'm your host, Liz Busby.
And I'm Carl Cranny.
It has been a while since we've been here in your podcast feed. We've just had a great break for the Christmas holidays. How are you? How is your Christmas?
I enjoyed it a great deal. I've been having a good time catching up on some movies and TV shows and things I fell behind on. I particularly actually enjoyed Avatar: The Way of Water. I was surprised that I enjoyed it as much as I did because the first movie I felt was was great for the eyes, not so much for the mind and the soul. And this one felt a little reversed to me. Like, I was not as impressed by the special effects, but enjoyed the plot and the story and the characters more. So that was interesting.
I watched it as well, and I think they got the family dynamics plot. There's some other plots I have problems with, but it was better than the first one, for sure.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that that's what would happen if a Marine was raising kids in an alien culture on another planet. Anyway, they got all the family dynamics really well in the Sully family, so that was good. Yeah,
especially trying to get across that big of a family where there's, what, were there 3-4 kids?
Yeah.
Hollywood usually avoids large families because it's too hard to differentiate them. So they did a pretty good job with what they had.
Yeah, I liked it. It was fun. And I've also just recently started Madam Secretary, a TV show about a college professor a former CIA agent who becomes the Secretary of State. And I'm only a little bit into the first season with my wife, but we have really enjoyed it. The thing that I enjoy the most is that her husband is a theology professor at Georgetown, which I had the honor of being for 1 year. And so it's also a good show to show off family dynamics. And what do you do when you have two working parents, one of whom is the Secretary of State? So she's always busy, always away, always looking at her super classified high-tech BlackBerry. And they've got two teenage kids and one kid who's just in college. Like, but there's some good family stuff going on. And I like that it always shows the two of them a partner. The husband is not some bit player in her larger thing. It is a show where he is a main character as well, and I'm really enjoying it so far.
Interesting. I'm gonna have to check that one out. I tended to watch a lot of mindless reality competitions over my Christmas break, but I did get to watch Glass Onion, which was such a great mystery movie. I love Knives Out, and Glass Onion is definitely a worthy sequel, so I can recommend that one.
Yeah, I normally do not like mystery movies, but I really liked the first of those, and I haven't gotten around to the second one yet. Got to find a time where I'm in the mood for a mystery, because my wife is always in the mood for mysteries. Like, she really loves those movies. All right. Well, to our podcast listeners out there, thank you so much for all your support. We are going to be back for season 2 on the 26th of January. We'll be opening with a crossover episode with Radical Civility, a podcast hosted by our friend of the pod and multiple time guest, Benjamin Pacini. We're going to be watching an episode of the Netflix TV show Black Mirror. It's season 3, episode 6. It's called Hated in the Nation. I should give a little bit of content warning. There will be some swearing, some of it British, so maybe not as offensive to us Americans, but a little bit of gore as well. So just be aware if you're going to try to watch it so you can enjoy our conversation. Those are the things you'll be getting into if you decide to watch it. Maybe throw it into your VidAngel queue or something and see if you can filter some stuff out that way. Why don't you tell us what else is coming up on our second season of Pop Culture on the Apricot Tree?
Well, our second episode, we're going to be talking about everyone's favorite TV show starring Jesus, The Chosen. As you may have heard, you can find this show on BYU TV. It is not an LDS show, but of course, we're going to fix that with our conversation. We're going to put the Mormonism back in The Chosen. We've also got plans to talk about the science fiction film Arrival for the 1 year anniversary of the podcast, since a Mormon review of Arrival was kind of the impetus to starting the show. We're going to talk about the controversial adaptation of Where the Crawdads Sing with the interesting ending. And we're going to do a comparison of the two recent remakes of Pinocchio, along with many other things. There's just so many fun things to talk about this season, and I'm excited to get back into it.
I am too. I really enjoy doing this podcast with you, and I look forward to all these conversations. We would love it if all of you could recommend the podcast to someone and subscribe and, you know, smash all the buttons and give us a review on a podcasting platform of your choice. It really would help us out. In the meantime, remember to seek out everything virtuous, lovely, of good report, or praiseworthy, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks.
Bye.